Hi, Janet Cantwell Papali. We're here today and we're talking about your book, Be Invisible, with you, that you wrote with your spouse, Vince Papali. And in your book, you call yourself the underdog and talk about how nobody but you expected you to be anything. But you give the impression that you didn't have a lot of support. So what motivated you?
Well, I'm the oldest of nine. So what happens is there's a pecking order. And if my mother always used to say, only the best will go. I don't have enough for everyone. So in order to get attention and vie for things, you had to be the best. Or you were just not discarded, isn't the right word, but there wasn't enough to go around, let's say. And I was not discouraged, but I was not encouraged. How's that? As far as like moving forward, my other sisters and brothers, well, especially my sisters, were very, very good and very talented. I didn't have the natural God-given ability. I had to work for it.
And so what was that thing that kept you going when you felt depressed or I don't know if you felt depressed, but if you felt like you weren't moving forward, what was it that kept you moving forward?
I didn't want to be just ordinary. I didn't want to be forgotten. I wanted to make something, and I felt I had a lot to offer. And I may not have been the talented one, but I had the most drive, and I had this. I think sometimes you're just born with it. There's an innate ability. You don't even know why, that you're just driven to do what you do. There's some people that can live in with mess around them, and there's others that have to clean it up all the time because they can't go. I'm the kind that I can't, if my office or my house isn't organized, I can't go forward. So I just needed, I guess, an order in my life, and I didn't want to be just another person.
So with your sisters all being in gymnastics and you say that they were more talented, how did their success or their athletic prowess motivate you?
Well, I wanted to get as much, they were getting a lot of attention. Not only were my sisters very good at gymnastics, and my sister Diane and especially Susan, they had very natural ability. They were flexible. Although Diane was flexible and she wasn't strong, Susan was a little of both. And, as you go down the line, but I had strength. I didn't have flexibility, and if you wanted to be a gymnast, you had to have flexibility, and you had to have the ability to also be strong and flexible. So it was just a combination of stuff that and I just wanted it. I don't know why. It was my biological clock telling me I had to do it. I don't know.
Yeah. And then with, that with Diane seemed to have a particular, was it Diane who had a particular impression on you?
Well, she was number two. And she was really the best.
You.
I'm number one. And we all had numbers. So Diane was number two. And she just could sing. She was smart. She had everything. She was very pretty. She was very developed at a young age. Whereas I was the complete opposite. I was, I didn't mature till I was like 16, 17 years old. I didn't have, the athletic ability. She could sing. She was smart. I wasn't smart. I think I probably had ADD and I just didn't know it.
Hey, baby, what's up?
So, that's what happened.
Well, I've been reading your book, Janet, and first of all, obviously, you are pretty smart because you say some really smart things and really good things for women in Be Invincible. And also, there's a wonderful picture of you with your sisters on Easter. All lined up with all the same hats and all the same...
Yeah, we do. Well, see, that was the thing. We all dressed alike. So no one was... And my mother, she didn't do it maliciously. It was just the way she did things. She's
right.
Like, look, there's only so much to go around. And the best is who I spend my time with. And that's just what it was. So there was probably a lot of vying for attention
mm-hmm,
also.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know,
all the kids.
But with nine, imagine, and we, you know, we grew up with one bathroom. So, I mean, you were always, and then there was competition all the time. Whoever, you know, just to take a shower, there was competition. You know, think about it. You ran out of hot water if you weren't like the first couple in there. I mean, it sounds weird.
That's really good.
But, you know, there was always, an innate ability to survive. And either you were at the back of the line and you got the cold shower, or you were driven. So I don't even think my mother was smart enough to know to do that. She just, you know, she was 20 when she had me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're only like anywhere from 11 to 15 months apart. So imagine, she's a young woman too, and not really ever fulfilling her dreams. So, you know, there's probably a lot of dynamics going on if you really want to analyze it.
But you know what, Janet, you took all of that and you turned it into something that was great in your athletic career, as a coach, and now in real estate sales, and in your book, Be Invincible. It's a great book, and I do recommend it.
Well, thank you.
Janet, thank you so much for being with me today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Anytime.
Thank you.
All right.